720 WGN, please to jump off the sports page for a minute and bring in my friend, the fine musician who's coming to town this Thursday and Friday. You've heard him, you love him. If you haven't, you're just not living your life the right way. Griffin House is with me. I believe, actually, this is kind of fun. You are at a park watching over your kids, not being the cool rock star that you are.
This is the best thing I can possibly do today. It's Sunday. The kids, my daughter Clara, has a helmet on that she's not taken off in 48 hours. She's climbing up the ladder, so I feel like it's safe to just watch her from a distance. She has this helmet on, and they're learning how to ride scooters. They're little scooters across the ground, so it's pretty cool.
I mean, to me, that sounds like outstanding parenting on every single level. You're watching, but you're letting them grow on their own.
I'm trying to. It's hard to let them do the knee scraping and head bumping, but I guess I've heard you're not doing it right unless you let them make a few mistakes. So
yeah. Well, there's probably a song around that too. You got a new album out, So On and So Forth. How's what are you most proud of about this album, Griffin?
I think what I'm most proud of is the way in which it was recorded, which I went to Asbury Park and showed up and recorded with four guys I'd never met before and just played them the songs, and they made some charts, and we recorded the whole thing live. We didn't use any tricks or any click tracks or any fixes. We just kind of all got in a room, played live, and recorded it. And I'm proud of some of the subject matter on the record. I think there's some new themes on there, some songs that I guess I feel like, you know, things got said well, and I like the record a lot. I'm really happy with it.
So one of the songs that resonated with me, which we'll play in a second here, is Yesterday Lies. And for me, it's like I'm sitting there looking at past relationships and how I idealize them and wish I was back in them, but yet need to move forward. I'm wondering, you know, what you were writing about when you were putting that one out there, Yesterday Lies.
That's pretty close to what I was thinking. I mean, I think it's more just, it's that and also just remembering the past differently than it was. Maybe, you know, I kind of think we tend to either look backward or look forward, you know, either in anticipation with anxiety or backward, just kind of thinking, oh, those are the good old days, but the concept was kind of maybe I was remembering the past differently than it actually happened, and that if I went back there, I'd find that it was actually not quite like I thought it was. So, it's just a song trying to recognize we kind of, all we got is now, so we got to, not to be trite or sound too cheesy, but just have to live for the moment, you know? And that's kind of what the song's about, so.
Well, and I mean, I get why you threw trite out there, but it's I think it's a concept that, like, I'd say 98% of the populace struggles with, and the two that have it are probably living with a lot more enjoyment. I mean, does that sound fair?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard not to look ahead or look back, but I know the song has me kind of realize, all right, you know, don't worry about the good old days. You just got to kind of keep moving forward, you know. And it just kind of helped me process things, and that's, I guess, a lot of probably why I play music, is that it's like my own personal therapy, you know, so doing these things and processing these ideas are kind of how I get through stuff in my own life, and they end up being songs on my record, I guess.
Griffin House with us here on 720 WGN. You can see him at the City Winery on Thursday and Friday night, 8 o'clock is showtime. City Winery, an outstanding place if you've never been there as well. So great combination. Hear some great music and have a lovely evening. You're also down in LaSalle, Illinois, Wednesday and Saturday. Is that correct? I think I have that right as well.
That's right. Yeah, Wednesday and Saturday. Love that place. It's a really cool little town.
Yeah, and we have a lot of listeners all across the state. So if you're down in LaSalle on Wednesday or Saturday, hit it. It's another option for you. You have Paris Calling on your newest album as well, which maybe people caught you on CNN talking about. And that song, you actually put it out early, as it turned out coincidentally, the bombings in Paris, and you were raising some money around it as well. How is that, since the last time we talked to you, how did all that kind of shake out?
It was really, you know, something I was extremely proud of, and CNN mailed me the whole piece of the segment that night, and it's really beautiful to watch just what a good job they did with putting it all together. They gave me a lot of good airtime with the interview, and then played the song, and then we played a live version of the song, and I think the images that they used of Paris to put together with the music was a really nice tribute to the city. And everything else that happened there, it was a really sad moment, but we tried to do something beautiful and put light into the world, you know, a little extra love in the world with that song. So I think it was kind of mission accomplished with that. So
no doubt
about it.
No doubt. It's a beautiful one. You can hear it here right now, Paris Calling. And then one other song I wanted to get into from You're So On and So Forth is Wrecking Ball, which last time you were in Chicago, you were leading with that. And it's, you know, you start out, it's basically, I mean, the way I was interpreting it, it's sort of a mom holding Vision for a child to, you know, not just survive in the world, but thrive. And, you know, knowing that there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, roller coaster, the whole deal, but like, having that ultimate vision of really getting somewhere with your life. That's kind of, and you know, some moms are able to do that and really want a lot for their kids, and then there's some that you know, are more caught up in the day to day, if that makes sense. And I felt that one myself, as far as like just really going for things in life. Does that make sense to anywhere you were going with? Because that was what I was feeling.
For sure, I think, you know, Mother is one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs, and I've played that at some shows before. In fact, I think I've probably played it at the City Winery in Chicago maybe a few years ago, but I think that Wrecking Ball is pretty influenced by that song and some of the ideas in that song, and just kind of made it my own, not to mention that there's probably 15 or 16 Wrecking Ball songs out there, so I always make a joke about that. It's not the most original title in the world, but
irrelevant, it's okay.
Gives me license to do it, because I figured, well, if everybody else has a wrecking ball, then I got to write my own wrecking ball. And but yeah, that's very, very close to what I was thinking with writing the song. So it sounds like you're doing a wonderful job of interpretation.
I'm a little bit creeped out by it, that I'm sitting there just like listening to every word to the intent that I am, but I think it just speaks to where I'm at in my life right now, Griffin. I'm not afraid to put that out there. We got a little bit of turmoil, but that's okay. We're moving forward, right? Yesterday lies, the whole deal here. If you're judged by your YouTube views, then your most popular song is "The Guy That Says Goodbye to You Is Out of His Mind." Is that when? And I know you play that at most every concert you play. Do you? Has it gotten to the point where it gets old for you? Do you still love doing it? Because I feel like, you know, if an artist always has to play a song, maybe it does get you know, redundant. But I don't know. It's also, you know, people love to hear it, so you have to play it. How does that work for you?
It actually makes it more special for me. You'd think it could get old, but actually, what happens is the opposite. I think the fact that I see so many people appreciating it and singing the words along was sort of a surprise to me. I mean, when I wrote the song, I didn't know that it was anything special. It was just one other song in a batch of songs that I wrote. And when I see people latch on to it like that and sing with me at the shows, I love playing it. You know, I mean, I think the more people know a song, the more fun it becomes to play for me. So
along those lines, I hope everybody starts to love Colleen, because that's a beauty.
Colleen is a Chicago girl. That's a Chicago-born song right there. So,
well, and who can't relate to Colleen? I mean, come on.
I know. Well, now they're going to have to go check it out. We won't have to talk too much about it. They can go investigate what Colleen is.
Yeah, that one doesn't take me going into any deep level of my soul over here. That's just right on the surface. And it's
yeah.
I'm comfortable right there, let it be known. That's a beautiful place to be. But
yeah.
Sometimes you gotta quote unquote go through it, which is another one of your tunes that people should check out that we'll include in this podcast as well. A lot of great stuff. Okay, so Thursday and Friday at City Winery. I will be there on Thursday night. So if you see the guy in the back of the room occasionally weeping, come say hello, please. That's what I do. I try to be. That's about being in the moment right there. So, I always look forward to seeing you when you come to town. What's up next for you after the tour? I know that you can't be done after this album. You're up to what now? 10 albums? Is that right?
10 or 11. We just announced I'm going to go on tour with Jewel in May. So she has some shows out west and. We've kind of become friends in Nashville, and she invited me out on some shows with her. So I'll kind of continue to tour my own headlining shows through April and then do some shows with her in May. And I'm sure the rest of the year we'll fill up with some more shows as well. So just staying out there playing music.
I don't want to be I don't want to be the weird creeper guy, but how's the wife feeling about you going on tour with Jewel?
She's friends with her too, so it's all good. Our kids hang out, so it's fine.
Okay, good.
But
good.
Point taken. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, so.
She is.
What are you
going to
do?
She is. Hey, well, that's just, that's part of the challenge of, being an artist. You got to hang around beautiful women. It can be, I'm sure that's a huge challenge.
I was just going to say, yeah, we want the tough guys to come to the show too. So, it can be that we'll leave the guys weeping in the back and the tough guys can sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, emotions can be checked at the door here. That's completely fine. Griffin, always good to talk to you, and we're looking forward to seeing you in town. And keep it going, man. You're on the rise, and it's just awesome to see.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's great to talk to you, man.